السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي. My dear friends, first and foremost we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us life once again today, for allowing us to be present here for Yawmul Jumu'ah and for Salatul Jumu'ah, and for taking part in this mubarak occasion of nikah. It's my practice normally, whenever there is a nikah and the opportunity presents itself, then I share with the people present a brief discussion regarding the Quranic verses in the khutbah and the hadith as well. I'm sure many ulama have spoken on that, and inshallah I will also take the opportunity that I have before me to share a few important points that revolve around the three verses mentioned in the nikah khutbah. First and foremost, keep in mind that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that nikah is a contract. Like a business contract, it's a contract where there is agreement from both parties. And he also taught us that before two parties engage in a contract, then remind them of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those three verses are very, very appropriate. Now normally in contract, sometimes you do have problems as well. Then we are taught to keep Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front of you, because the three key words in the three ayats of the khutbah is ittaqullah. Let's look at the first ayat first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum. That's the first ayat. Second ayat Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, ittaqullah. In the third ayat, Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, ittaqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. So you notice, if you're following, that thrice the word taqwa, ittaqu appeared. But before I get to that point, what is very interesting, my dear friends, you and I regard a Quran to be a guidance only for Musliman. Get that out of your mind. Quran is a source of hidayat for the entire mankind. If you examine the Quranic verse of Ramadan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the month of Ramadan is that month in which Allah sent the Quran down, and the reason for sending down, hudal linnas, so that the Quran may be a source of guidance and hidayat for the entire mankind. Briefly, what is hidayat? Hidayat means that code of conduct shown by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we follow that code of conduct, then in the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us, and we will be pleased with what Allah has in store for us. Let me take you somewhere else quickly. See, when a person is about to die, at that split moment of death, that split second before the death, we are taught every dying person will see the angel of death standing in front of him. He will recognize him, that this is the angel of death. And angel of death only become visible to the one who is about to die, that person whose soul he is about to extract from the body. And at that time, one serious condition is experienced by all generally who live in the dunya. And what's that condition? A condition of great anxiety. Especially the kuffar. He will now believe that yes, there is such a thing as angel of death. There is such a thing of malaika. There is such a thing as accountability. There is such a thing as me appearing before my Allah. And throughout my life, I denied all these things. Now he says, I believe. Too late. Then he also says, Allah, give me a chance. Eh, malak al-maut, give me a break. Let me go back. Now I will turn my life for the better. Now I will do the right thing. It's too late.
Similarly, our condition, Allah make easy for us. All of us will also go through a similar anxiety. And what that anxiety will entail? Number one, our record regarding Allah's law, farz, not up to date. Am I right? Allah imposed upon us many farais, not up to date. Number two, Allah make easy for us, lots of prohibitions we violated. And in exchange, we never said, Allah, I'm sorry. We are waiting for tomorrow. Life is still young, tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. We are taught, leave not for tomorrow what you can do today. Leave not for later what you can do now. Theek? So now, one side the record not up to date. On the other side, the tawbah has not been made. In short, we haven't made peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Theek? Now, there stands Malak al-Maut suddenly. Allah make easy for us. Ameen. It's a terrible moment. There Malak al-Maut stands. I'm talking about the Musalman, me and you. What is going to be the condition? Now we shall say, you know what, Malak al-Maut, just hold it. I got some farais to fulfill. Let me do that. It's too late. I got tawbah to make. It's too late. So everyone will suffer a condition of anxiety, and in that condition he departs. But if people generally, and that's what Allah demand is, if they conducted their life according to Allah, and if perchance some errors, mistakes did happen, and they rectified the errors, and they said, Allah, I'm sorry for the sins I have commit, Allah make maaf, then at least there is a chance he is now record up to date. So when Malak al-Maut comes to take him, he is now relaxed. That famous ayat of the Quran we hear all the time in funeral. I'm sure you know the words, join me with it, right? What Allah says, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, carry on, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. Famous words. I don't know why, but it's a tradition read in the Fatiha in Janaza. Just briefly in my simple English, understand what Allah is saying here. Allah is saying in the Quran, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna, O soul who is relaxed. Mutmainna itminan, relaxed. No worry, no sorry. Irji'i ila rabbik, come return to your Rabb. That's Allah. In what condition? Radiyatam mardiya. Allah is happy with you, you happy with Allah. Allah happy with you happy with Allah. Other way around, you are happy with Allah and Allah is happy with you. Now, when the Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was explaining this particular verse or conveying to the Sahaba ikram this particular ayat, now the Sahaba were very sharp. First thing was the language. And they would analyze every word that used to come out from the Mubarak's lips of Nabi Kareem. And if they failed to understand, they'll ask him. So somebody asked Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from what you have recited to us, it seems someone talking to somebody. Somebody addressing somebody. Allah's Messenger, who is addressing whom? So he declared, okay, this is a very special address. Which Malak al-Maut, Israel alayhi salam, at the time of extracting the souls of certain people, he utters these words. And who are those people? Obviously, like I said before, the record is up to date. I owe Allah nothing in terms of farais. All my sins I have rectified and I have said, Allah, I am sorry. So he's relaxed. Unlike the other two which I explained, there is a shortcoming, so he's utterly and extremely restless. Ghabrat. So where is the itminan? So Allah Nabi is saying to the Sahaba Ikram, Malak al-Maut is addressing certain people at the time of their death. And these are those people, obviously, the record is up to date. Like we said in my English, no worry, no sorry. And they're anxiously waiting, they're ready to go. And Malak al-Maut says, Irji'i ila Rabbi, come now, return to Europe. And we are taught, and we all know this, that's our iman and yaqeen. When the soul is taken up from the body of a dying person, then the soul is taken, long procedure, up to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thus we say, when we hear the news of someone dead, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, to Allah is our return. Take. So now, when they heard that, they understood. Then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala asked the question, Allah's messenger, can you describe to us who are some of those fortunate people that will enjoy this address of Ya Ayyatuha Nafsul Mutmainna? He wants to know now, can you give us some names, some people, who they could be? So Allah's messenger declared, ke Abu Bakr, this much I do know, you are one of them. This much I do know, you are one of them. And those of us who know the background of this great companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Bakr, Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, will agree, ke here was a man who was totally flawless in his conduct, in his behavior. In fact, we can say he was a virtual shadow of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is no action of the master. There is no command of the master. There is no command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala did not carry out to perfection. 100% tops. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that great honor and great martaba. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. No shortcoming whatsoever. If we examine our lives, plenty of shortcoming, am I right? At least we have this consolation. Ke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us opportunity all the time. Allah, I'm sorry. Allah, I'm sorry. Allah, help me to fulfill my duty to you and to your creation out there. Now let's get back to the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyatuhan. Oh yeah, before that, let's go back, take the cue from the hadith. I said to you just now, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala is that man who completed every command of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he followed every sunnah of Nabi Kareem without missing a single one. So much so, when the time of his death came, he asked Bibi Aisha, his daughter radiallahu ta'ala anha, ke ya Aisha, tell me, when Huzur passed away sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the kafan like, described to me. I want to be shrouded in the similar kafan. Alright. Then he asked, Ya Isa, tell me something. What was the day on which my beloved passed away? This question he asked on Sunday. Abu Bakr Siddiq. He's asking, tell me, what was the day on which he passed away? He knows it. But he wants to hear it from his daughter. So she says, my father, he died on Monday. You know what he wished? He said, how I wish Allah also grants me Monday. Can you understand me now? Every sunnah of the master he followed. So why not? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also blessed him with maut on a Monday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the companionship of Nabi Kareem. Now, what is the lesson we learn from here? In the khutbah, we had the hadith. What's the hadith? All of you know. Let's hear who's good. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. What did we say? النِّكَاهُ مِنْ. Look at the simple meaning. Allah's Nabi says, صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ, that nikah is from among my sunnah. What does that mean? Is that the only sunnah? I got plenty. Nikah is one of them. النِّكَاهُ مِنْ سُنَّةِ. Nikah is from among my sunnah. What's the next line? Faman raghiba an sunnati. One who turns his face away from my sunnah. One or all or some, quickly. What's the bottom line? Even one. Falaysa minni, he is not from me. Now compare that man and compare us. Like they say in modern language, chalk and cheese. Even that too, chalk, at least you can get some value out of that. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. Big lesson here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the Master Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, okay, you as the ummah of my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are under obligation to follow his sunnah through and through to the best of your ability. And if and when you fail, no big deal. As long as you were honest in your approach, as long as you were positive, as long as you tried your best, no problem, I will overlook you. This is the khubi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is an important lesson here. Allah give us tawfiq, Mubarak Day Friday, possibly the moment of ijab of dua, Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to fulfill that kind of commitment which was shown by Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now the Quranic verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhan nas. Oh mankind. He's not talking Musalman, he's talking mankind. Oh mankind, ittaqu rabbakum. Fear your Rabb. Now the word taqwa got big meaning. Maulana Yusuf Al-Sadam Al-Qadr has given a lot of bayan on that. But the simple meaning we look at one now is, fear your Allah. Have regard for your Allah. Ittaqu rabbakum. What kind Allah? What kind Rabb? Alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Who created all of you. You came out from one body, Adam alayhi salam. Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. When Allah made Adam alayhi salam, we know he came from sand, we know that. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now decided to put his plan into operation to give Adam a partner, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha. Then from Adam, from his body, Allah jalla shanu created his partner, Bibi Hawa. When you go in the short background of that, my dear friend, listen carefully to me. Adam alayhi salam, Allah took his left rib, created Bibi Hawa. At first Adam was put to sleep alayhi salam. He now recovers. In front of him, not very far away, is sitting there, very beautiful, our mother, Bibi Hawa. When he opened his eyes, his gaze fell upon her. She was so attractive and so appealing that he could not hold himself but to move in a direction so that he can touch her body and feel, which is normal for us. A beautiful red car parks outside there. When you come out of Juma, inshallah, we'll park there brand new from the box. We'll go around. In fact, we'll make tawaf of that car. Ne? We'll admire the body work. Hey, subhanallah, look at the leather seats here. Al-Sharifi, subhanallah. Beautiful thing. We admire, we touch and we feel. Therefore, in many an ornamental shops, they have the don't touch. Because our nature. Now, our father wants to touch and feel. And as he moved towards her and came very close, we are told Allah called out, Ya Adam, withdraw your hand. Definitely, I made her for you, from you, she is yours. But right now, she is not halal to your touch. In order for her to be halal for your touch, we'll have to make your nikah first. Unite both of you via the process of nikah. Thereafter, she will be halal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls all the malaika. Come now, O my angels, witness now the nikah performed by me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Adam and Hawa. Allah himself performed the nikah. And the witnesses were the malaika. This was now the foundation stone. This was now the precedent set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the entire human race. Okay, when a couple wish to join together in matrimony, there has to be nikah. And the nikah has to be witnessed by somebody. Someone has to witness the nikah. Leave the Musliman community. Go out there in any community, even those who don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They also go through the process of nikah and marriage. Be it Russia or be it China where they don't believe in God, they also marry. And that marriage only becomes legal if it is witnessed by at least two people. Theek? Same was the procedure here. Here you found Daud Bhai and his nephew sitting together, or brother I think it was. They were the witnesses. So without their presence, this nikah would not have been valid. So let's come back here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to say, ki after he gave him the partner, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, then through the both of them, Allah brought about the creation of mankind in abundance, both male and female. وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. Simple meaning is, now when a couple marry, there's going to be now marriage ties, not just the two. Two families are marrying also. There's a bond now between both the parties. And Allah says, maintain that bond. Maintain that bond and that tie, especially that blood tie. Maintain that. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. There's a lot of detail, but no time for that. Let's go in next verse. Allah then goes to say, in the second verse, which is in the khutbah, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah. Oh, you brought iman, fear Allah. Haqqa tuqatihi, fear Allah according to the right of Allah. Observe taqwa in regards to Allah, as is the haqq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said before, Sahaba will listen carefully. They'll try to understand what was said. If they fail to understand, they will ask. So somebody asked Allah's messenger, this we can understand, have regard for Allah with taqwa. But this we never understood, what is meant by haqqa tuqatihi? What is meant by right of Allah? Now listen carefully what he said. He said the right of Allah means three things here. All three, one after one. Number one, obey Allah all the time, never disobey Him. Number two, remember Allah all the time, never forget Him. Number three, thank Allah, make shukr of Allah all the time, never make nashukri. That means endless, continuous. Repeat one more time. What did he say? Obey Allah all the time, never disobey. Remember Allah all the time, never be unmindful. And make Allah shukr all the time, never be ungrateful. We must thank the Sahaba Ikram. They did not just remain silent. They asked what was in their heart. Well, what's in your heart? Is it possible, Munisam? Is it possible to obey Allah all the time, humanly possible? Is it possible to remember all the time and never forget Him? Is it possible to thank Allah all the time and never be not possible, impossible. Yes, you can go to a maximum limit, but this demand, impossible. So they said, Allah's messenger, humanly impossible, nahi ho sakta. I mean, we can score 99, 98, 100%, impossible. That's what Allah is saying. In reply to the problem, Allah sent down the following ayat, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ A Musliman, fear Allah according to your ability. Fear Allah, have regard for Allah according to your ability, except that khalas. So each one of us, our ability level is different. And each one of us knows our own ability. We must do from our part the best that we can do. And then Allah will accept. Then he goes on to say, now why did that verse come here in the nikah khutbah? Because when the couple married, what's going to happen now? Both are now going to be responsible for each other. Just as they have to fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are now required to fulfill the right of each other. Because obedience to Allah also includes regarding fulfilling the right of each other. One is the hukukul ibad, the broad picture, and one is the narrowed down picture. Wife must fulfill the right of the husband. Husband must fulfill the right of the wife. I will ask the bridal couple to get those two famous kitabs. The Muslim bride and the Muslim groom, and study that and understand what are each other's rights so that they can fulfill that according to the teachings of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we come to the next part, and that's very interesting. Allah said, Ya, O you who believe, O you who brought iman. And He said, fulfill Allah's right. But look at this line here. He's telling all of us, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ O you brought iman, do not die except as a Muslim. O you who brought iman, do not die except as a Muslim. What is Allah asking us? Any takers? Allah is saying, you got iman, a Musliman? Then you make sure, when the time of your death come, you leave this dunya with Islam. Not Islam and Muslim, that is Islam. No. Because the actual meaning of the word Islam means to submit, surrender to the will and command of Allah. I repeat, Islam means what? To submit and surrender to the will of Allah. That's the meaning of Islam. And once a person submit to Allah's will and command, he is called a Muslim. So Allah is saying simply this. Allah is saying, Musliman, like we learned earlier on, okay, we have to obey Allah all the time. Never disobey Him. Allah is telling us, hey Musliman, you make sure. Since you don't know when Malakul Maut will pay the visit, you don't know that. You make sure that every moment of your life is such that all your actions are in accordance with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must not happen that you may be engaged in some disobedience to Allah, and now Malakul Maut pays the visit. That must not happen. You have to make sure all the time, this is the kind of life I am going to lead. When Malakul Maut comes, he must find me in that condition whilst I am engaged in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it not please all of us? We hear so many incidents, so many alhamdulillah. That person was entering the masjid and he passed away. That person was reciting Quran and he passed away. That person came on the musalla, Allahu Akbar, and he passed away. That person died in sajda. That person was making Allah zikr. In that moment he passed away. It gives us great joy. Alhamdulillah. Allah, you also give us more like that. Okay, this person, Allah took his ruh in that condition whilst he was engaged in a positive action in regard to Allah's command. And then it grieves us, saddens us, heart pain. Sometimes you may even shed tears of blood. Maybe not literal but figurative. Where it pains you so much when you hear that a Musliman met his maut in adverse condition. Allah protect us all. That's what Allah is saying here. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُ مُسْلِمُونَ. A Musliman, do not die except in this condition. Time has run out. Inshallah, we shall come back some other time and continue the discussion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in conclusion, help us to understand what I have said. Allah give me tawfiq amal. Allah give you tawfiq amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakat in this nikah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them harmony, understanding. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to follow Nabiyyi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.